phone with me now is Paddy Cullivan to talk about the Trim Swift Satire Festival, which will be taking place in Trim, County Meath, from Thursday the 5th of July to Sunday the 8th of July. Thanks for talking to me today, Paddy.
Thanks very much.
Fantastic. So can you maybe start things off by telling me a little bit about the festival?
Okay, well, Jonathan Swift was based in Trim for a good few years, and that's where he fell in love, so that's, I suppose that's where everyone says they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's famous for being connected with Dublin as well, but Trim is really kind of his heartland, you know?
Yeah.
And he, so this festival kind of celebrates him, but in the last 2 years, we've kind of brought more comedy into it and stuff like that. It's full of theatre and stuff like that, but on Saturday, we have a whole day, basically, of satirists from 1 o'clock till midnight, and it'll start off with Dara O'Brien, which is a great honour to have.
Good
him
opener.
Starting it off, yeah. And after him is all the people from Republic of Telly are going to come and talk about the show.
Yeah.
And people like Jerry Stenbridge and Sean Hardy, who was behind Spitting Image.
Oh, okay.
And I was just looking at some clips last night, and they're still hilarious and quite disturbing, actually. So satire is kind of a slightly different thing to comedy, but we've got some interesting ways of doing it, and a whole heap of real comedians as well. So we've got Barry Murphy in the evening, who after all the Euro 2012.
Yes, matches. The Apre match things.
And so I'm hoping he'll dress up as Angela Merkel. That was hilarious.
You never know with him, don't you, do you? He turns up in the most random outfits.
He does. Well, he likes being Gunther anyway. He's German, you know, he likes telling us to put down that potato and listen. So it should be really good, you know?
Yeah, so how long has the festival been running for?
It's running 5 years now. This is its fifth year, but it's kind of the first one I've seen that's got so many different activities going on, from from a reading of Tale of a Tub by Jonathan Swift to kind of battles of comedy in the pubs to music to everything else. So
yeah,
it's going to be really, really good. But I'm mainly involved in the Saturday, which we're calling the Satire Day.
Uh-huh. So how did you get involved? Did you just get a phone call, random phone call one day asking you to...
Well, I actually performed at it 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. I believe. And then Barbara and Shane, who were a big part of the organizing committee, said, listen, why don't you come in and handle the kind of comedy day that we have on Saturday?
Because
each day is different. Friday is like a political panel with kind of media and political people kind of debating or chatting and you know, having speeches every 3 minutes. It's called the round table. Sunday is kind of like, you know, battles between various writers' groups and things like that. And then Saturday is kind of a whole day of comedy and satire.
Yeah. Oh, so fantastic.
It's a mix of things. And it's going to be taking place outside the big castle in Trim, which is an amazing setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have a 30-foot-tall Gulliver. So it looks the part.
Yeah, it's a very unusual claim to have.
Listen, anything goes. The more surreal, the better. I'm just hoping the weather stays. The weather has to be good.
Oh, I know. Have you got sort of things in place for if it rains? Is it in tents and things?
It's in a big marquee, and it's a really good marquee. It's not like one of these circus tents. It's a proper marquee with a floor and everything like that. But, you know, a lot of comedians say, as we call the sun, we call it the comedy death rays, because when the sun's out, everybody wants to be outside. So you kind of half want a little bit, you don't want perfect weather, because you want everyone inside the tent watching. But I think because it's kicking off at 1 p.m. and Dara's going on sharp because he's in Vicar Street later that night, so we're kind of lucky to have him for half an hour.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there at 1 p.m, so everyone's got to get down there sharp. And it's questions and answers, you know, he's going to answer questions. His big thing is he says he's not a satirist, even though he's been part of some of the biggest satire shows in England for the last 10 years, like Have I Got News For You?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Half the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting from that point of view. Like, you can come along and as a punter actually ask these people what makes them tick. Which
is great. Yeah, it's an opportunity that you wouldn't necessarily get, you know, going to see comedians and just see how their minds work.
Yes, and if you're in any way interested in being a comedian or a satirist yourself, you know, it's a great opportunity to come down and you know, because the Republic of Telly people are going to be talking about how they put stuff together, because their stuff is great, and they break an awful lot of new talent as well, which is great.
So, I mean, are there any sort of workshops or anything like that, or is it purely...
I don't think it's workshops. I think it's by picking these people's brain is the best workshop you can have.
Oh, and definitely.
That's how it starts off. And then, you know, Jerry Stenbridge just grabbed Saturday talking to Sean Hardy is a great insight into, you know, we're calling it How to Deal with Muppets, you know. You know, because they kind of were dealing with the Muppets of their day, you know, they were running the place. And then after that, though, we kick in with some really great comedians. You know, we kick in with Eleanor Tiernan and people like that, Danny Dowling, Jarlath O'Regan, Colm O'Regan. All these guys are going to be doing like 15-minute sets. Bernard O'Shea from Republic of Telly.
Yeah.
And that goes right up until about 7 o'clock when we have an awards ceremony. Then we take a break. And then that night we have Mick Savage, Yo Rooney,
Barry
Murphy, the Newlands, which is great. And also Ding Dong Denny O'Reilly, who's a Republican balladeer.
Yes, I've heard of...
Yes.
Ding dong. So, as curator for the Saturday, how hard was it to put it all together?
It's actually really hard, believe it or not. Because, you don't want to leave anyone out. You ask everybody.
Yeah.
The problem is people are so busy and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, a lot of English people, you know, I'd love eventually for it to go to a place where, you know, it was a fully international Saturday festival with a huge Irish contingent, of course. But, you know, unfortunately, like I asked Clive James and he was really into the idea, but unfortunately he's just not well. But I do see, you know, I do envisage that happening. I think Trim will become the centre in the world for satire, which I think is a really interesting thing because, you know, it's Jonathan Swift and it ties all the way back. And funny enough, Clive James even mentions Jonathan Swift a lot in his writing. So, you know, eventually it should be that. We gave an award last year to Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert because they did a good job. And you know, hopefully we see someday for those people to come over. But I think Darrow Breen is a great first step.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I mean, we've got so many good people here as well. Mm. You know, I mean, in terms of Barry and McSavage and all of that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a huge fan of comedy and sort of, you know, growing up with people like, you know, seeing people like Darrow Breen and just seeing him in such a, I suppose it's an intimate setting, really, you know, seeing him playing Vicar Street and...
It's very intimate. There's only 400, you know, only room for about 300 or 400 people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very close up. And I mean, the funny thing is be picking people's brains, but people who think they're not satirists. We have a really interesting thing, actually, with George Hook presenting at 5 o'clock. Which is, you know, we're going to have John Ryan from broadsheet.ie. We're going to have Derek O'Connor. And we're going to have Colm Tobin from Langerland. These are all kind of cartoons. And this is kind of satire in the kind of new media sense, in cartoons and internet and media. And another guy called Paul Nolan from Hot Press, who does the Hoot Press. And he does Phoenix Magazine as well.
Oh, right.
So all these different mediums and the discussion about satire's role in, you know, it's kind of never been as big.
Yeah.
I think comedians sometimes get a little bugbear about being called satirists. But I think the way to describe the difference is, you know, if you slip in a banana skin, it's comedy. If you slip in a banana skin the government put there, it's satire.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you, because, I mean, for the layman, you know, I was wondering whether there was a dictionary definition of what the difference between comedy and satire.
Well, they say, I mean, that my banana skin analogy is okay. Then there's the ignoble definition, which first it makes you laugh, then it makes you think.
Right.
I think sometimes comedy can be really observational and great and just work anywhere in the world. Like a great joke works anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I think sometimes satire focuses more on what's going on politically or even socially, things like that. You know, things that are particularly Irish or particularly political. Mm. But it's not all politics. Satire is really, you know, when Swift wrote A Modest Proposal where we should, you know, feed all the children, you know, feed the nation with the children that are born. It's a really weird concept, but it's actually quite a funny, you know, it's a weird idea. But and even Gulliver's Travels where he's a big guy being tied down by all these little people, you know, that's more about life and trying to struggle through life.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even realise he was, was he Irish or...
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely Irish. But you know, regarded as a great English language man of letters, you know. But really, one of a very early published author as well. You know, and a lot of his work was satire, including Tale of a Tub, which is about three brothers, but it's really about the three religions in the world as well. So it's everything's an allegory or a satire of something, be it religion or politics or just life.
Yeah. So if people are interested in coming down to Trim this weekend, how would they go about getting information and booking tickets for the events?
Okay, we'll get information at swiftsatirefestival.com. Okay, and it's only 40 minutes from Dublin.
Just down the road.
Yeah, just down the road. And it's really cool. And like the bus is there. There isn't a train, but you know, if you want to come down, and you know, the place is, there's a lot of hotels and B&Bs and stuff like that. It's a great place to stay. It's a very beautiful medieval town. I couldn't believe when I first went there because a lot of people miss it because it's not on one of the main big roads.
Yeah.
But Trim Castle is one of the biggest castles in Europe. Braveheart was filmed there. And there's so much medieval stuff around the town. It's almost like a Kilkenny you could walk to.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Put that on the posters now.
But we're hoping to make it the centre because it does have that kind of otherworldly vibe of being a medieval town.
Yeah.
And putting this on right at the castle walls is going to be, it's going to look great.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want, really, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? You need the setting, obviously, to complement the artists that are, you know, going to be at the festival.
Totally, and it just has that otherworldly feeling as well. And I mean, last year we had the best day of the year, and I know the forecast is a bit strange, but I have a good feeling about this.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't really tell with the weather at the moment. It's all over the place.
You can't tell. I mean, you know, 5 days ago they were saying it was going to be raining all day, and now they say it's going to be sunny. So, you know.
Bring a brolly, basically.
Just bring everything.
Wear your shorts, bring a brolly.
There'll be loads of food there as well.
Oh, excellent.
Tons. So it's going to be like a little electric picnic of satire, you know. So come on then. And it's only a tenner to get in and see the day show.
Oh, wow.
And 25 to see the night, where you see six of the biggest comedians in the country.
Yeah.
And for the whole day together is only 30 quid. So it really is great value. And we've done that on a recession basis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. Absolute bargain.
Yeah.
So thanks for talking to me today, Paddy. That was Paddy Colvin there, singer, songwriter, comedian, satirist, writer and curator of the Trim Swift Satire Festival, which will be happening this weekend in Trim County Meath. That's happening from today, actually the 5th of July to Sunday the 8th of July. Thanks so much again for talking to me today, Paddy.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.